This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This Bryce Underwood business. Okay, the Free Press says he's expected to stick with LSU as Michigan football can't flip the number one prospect. So here's the latest on this story. Some of you may have seen yesterday the headline that Michigan had offered a four-year name, image, and likeness deal worth nearly $10 million. It had win-based championship incentives. Underwood is the number one overall prospect in the country. He's a dual-threat quarterback, plays right in our backyard here at Belleville, and he has been committed to LSU. LSU's done a decent job pulling some Belleville players and Michigan players down to the Bayou, and he seems very happy to be there. Michigan, to their credit, I guess, is trying to do everything they can to get an impact player at that critical position. Here's the latest. The source told the Free Press that that they made that offer. Underwood had posted on Instagram, sharing a post to his story with a caption, "The number one prospect is unlikely to accept Michigan's NIL offer," less than a week after his visit to Baton Rouge. Now, Bryce has since deleted that post, and now I realize as I say this out loud, we are tracking a high schooler's Instagram story and whether he's deleting posts or sharing posts. I don't know where this is going to go. I would say I applaud Michigan's effort to be aggressive on the recruiting trail. You can't force someone to commit to your school. I also don't know if it says something about Michigan that a local kid who's being offered $10 million still says, I don't have any confidence with where the program's headed right now.
Well, there's a lot of different reasons why a young individual will make a decision to go to a school. And I've also heard that whenever it became just about the money, that was a turnoff to some around an individual. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, I mean, I get it. And if it's not going to be a good fit, and I tell this to all recruits, and when I talk to high school athletes, not just football players, you've got to pick where you believe is the best fit for you. And it's not just, and everybody right now thinks it's all about the money or it's all about the coaching staff. There are still kids that think about school. There are still that want to go and get a degree because you never know what's going to happen on the playing field. We're talking about football right now, so I'll just keep using the football field. But injuries happen. There could be, maybe your game was really good in high school. It just, you're not very good at the college level. Right? That's always a possibility. There's tons of five-star, you know, examples that, you're a five-star receiver, a five-star defensive tackle, and it just, you just never develop into a great college football player and your career ends up ending. So you do need that degree. Coaches leave.
Yeah.
And if you have enough foresight to think that I want to go to this school, not just because of the coach, but because of what I'm going to do at that university outside of athletics, there's a lot more that plays into the decision other than just money, other than just sports. You have to make, this is a decision that will start changing the trajectory of your life, where it goes from here.
I feel like we used to say, don't pick the coach, pick the school. And that was a really common saying for recruits.
Yeah, before you could hit the transfer portal.
And I was gonna say, now you actually can just follow the coach. So I do think maybe now more than ever.
Yeah, but your credits don't always follow the coach as well. So that's yeah,
a. But what I think what's murkier now, John, is someone could say, if I'm never going to make it to the pros, I got $10 million. It's like the money is a huge deal here because I don't know that their career is going to pay them $10 million. Like they may go work an honest job and never touch that kind of money again with a great degree from Michigan or another school, but they're never going to have that $10 million up front like that or maybe ever in their lifetime. So when you have a chance to get money like that, I don't blame someone who says, yeah, Michigan's engineering program is better than LSU's. I don't know that, but just hypothetically. Yeah. But it doesn't matter. This is life-changing money. I'm going to pick the school that pays the most money. I don't blame guys who do that.
I'm also sure that LSU is not giving him zero NIL dollars.
Right.
Right. Yeah, there's also money to be had down there. And there's a lot of factors. And I'm not going to sit here and tell someone's family or an 18 or 17-year-old kid, this is what should be important to you. And I'm also not going to tell an athlete like, hey, you know, if there's anybody that's going to bet on themselves, it's going to be an athlete. And so, yeah, this might look like a sweet deal now, but they're also thinking, well, I can go where I want to go and make even more because I am going to be that guy.
Yeah.
Development. Be the next Joe Burrow. Be the next Jaden Daniels. These are guys who went high in the draft and are playing well in the league right now.
And he just did a visit at night at Death Valley. Now, they didn't win, but to see that atmosphere, I'm sure only helped solidify Bryce's decision, which is not official yet and continues to be the source of rumor.
Yeah.
Ticket texts and phone calls on the Bryce Underwood saga. The reporting offered $10 million over 4 years by the Michigan Collective. The belief is, according to the Free Press, he will not pick Michigan. Still committed to LSU. That's a lot of money. That's in-state. And it's still a no. Ticket texter says, you know what this tells me? There's going to be a mass exodus of the quarterbacks at Michigan. There's no faith in this offense. That's Kevin in Flint. Texter says, teacher here, kids are not worried about getting that degree. Nobody cares about the school credits anymore. It's about, so then I wonder, is LSU giving him even more than $10 million?
Okay, so yeah, for somebody that's going to make $10 million over the next 4 years. And then this doesn't have to be their only NIL deal. There can be more and there could be incentives. We don't know what another school might be offering, but this is a rare occasion.
Yes.
This is the one number one high school recruit that everybody is talking about. How about the other thousands of recruits?
Oh, yeah. The other stuff matters more if you're like a two-star or a three-star and you really do have to factor it in. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and so for a very few individuals, the degree, the credits may not matter. But for the other 99.9% of high school recruits,
it should. Well, should is a great way to put it because you don't know individuals' decisions and what they value most. Texter says Michigan should use their NIL collective money to pull an already proven college quarterback in via the transfer. That's what they need to do. Matt in Novi. We've got Sherry in Belleville. Sherry, boots on the ground. What are you hearing? You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. So I've been watching Bryce play since he was a freshman in high school. I'm a football crazed band mom here in Belleville. And I can tell you that the word on the street here is he's still going to go with LSU. He has always said that he wants to go to a program that's going to develop him for the next level. In his words, I want a Heisman. I want a Natty. I want to be the overall number one pick. He is an SEC-style player. If you ever watch this kid play, he looks like an SEC-style quarterback. Why would you go to a school? You know, God love Michigan. You want to keep him in the backyard, but why would you go to a school that plays the exact opposite of your style?
Yeah.
He is an SEC style quarterback. Last week he had an 87-yard bomb, 70 yards was in the air.
Yeah,
70 yards in the air.
I don't know that Michigan has an 80-yard passing play this season. I don't believe they do.
No. He's got,
John can confirm.
He's got several.
Right.
He has several. And he's a quarterback kid, but the kid's phenomenal.
Yeah, and I think style of offense is going to be a turnoff for a lot of quarterbacks looking at Michigan.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and to the point where money might not be able to buy someone in. Again, we don't know what LSU's offer is. I'd imagine, to Greg's point, it's not $0. I'm sure they've upped their offer in this bidding war we're hearing about.
Right, and you've got to respect and appreciate an individual that is thinking about more than just the cash in hand.
You value the development, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's okay, what does my future look like? And whether you're looking at playing football or it's business or it's educate, whatever it is, what does my life look like in 4 years? What does it look like in 10 years? Where am I going to go that sets me up for what I want to do?
248-539-9797. Texter says, why would you go to Michigan when they only throw the ball 12 times a game? LSU slings it. So echoing what Sherry just said on the phones. I'm a Michigan alum, and I would tell Bryce not to take the money. LSU is a better chance for him to develop as a pro, and I bet you he will get millions with the Tigers.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.